and I have a show every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m., and it's called Ear Hammer. Join me.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
Law regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war.
Libertarianism.
On drugs.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Today we are going to be talking about, will the revolution be Juggalo? I just spent this past weekend at the Juggalo March in Washington, D.C., and if you don't know what a Juggalo is, you will definitely know by the end of this episode. But before we do that, I want to play you a little song I improvised when I was walking by the Washington Monument in D.C. this past week.
There's a giant penis in the sky.
Sorry.
And it's flying so high. It's scratching at the sky, hoping that we'll die. That is the message of that high guy.
And that is my song about the fucking Washington Monument. It's a giant penis in the sky. The penis does not necessarily represent patriarchy because penises, not only men don't, it isn't only men who have penises, but it still feels like it's Washington's penis and like the big patriarchal penis. Anyway, so today's episode, will the revolution be Juggalo? Alternatively, it's my thesis paper for Antifa University and it's called What Can the Far Left Learn from the Juggalos? But later, so that's a little bit of a sensationalist title there. What can the far left learn from the Juggalo? There is definitely some things we can learn, but we'll get to that later. And also we have Sean Pollock coming in later to talk about a play he wrote about Juggalos based on the documentary American Juggalo. So basically, if you don't know what a Juggalo is, they're like the obsessive fandom of Insane Clown Posse. Insane Clown Posse, they're like, you know, like, There's this hip hop duo that dresses like clowns from Detroit, and it's sort of like the Juggalos are sort of like the Grateful Dead family. Like they follow around the Juggalos, they dress up and shit like similar to the Juggalos. It's fanatic fandom, and like part of the culture is they talk about hatchets a lot. There's a little hatchet man logo, and they wear clown makeup. It's ridiculous. And there was this march in D.C. this past weekend. And originally, I wanted to go because at some point in my life, I hitchhiked all around the country with these Juggalos. Well, not all around the country. But I was like fucking this guy named Mullet. And we were traveling together across country in this van with this woman named Mama Rain and this other guy named Smiles. And it was fucking ridiculous. And Mullet would always be like, "You my old lady?" And I'd be like, "No." And he'd be like, "Good." So we're going to be hearing from a little bit of a piece by him a little later. I'm going to read a little bit about what he has to say about this whole situation. So originally I thought it was just Juggalos against Trump type shit, but it wasn't. It was actually the Juggalos have been listed as a gang by the FBI since like 2011. So what they've done is that they were protesting their gang status because people apparently have been losing their jobs and like getting their kids taken away and just getting like really, really, really fucked with just because of the music they listen to. And let's play some of this music just to start it off. And then we're gonna play some speeches from the march. Here we go. This is called What's a Juggalo?
What is a Juggalo? Let me think for a second. Oh, he gets butt naked. And then he walks through the streets winking at freaks with a 2-liter stuck in his butt cheeks. What is a Juggalo? He just don't care. He might try to put
Then he jumps out a 10-story window. Oh,
what is a juggalo?
A juggalo. Ask what it is, well, fuck if I know.
What is a juggalo?
Just rap, motherfucker.
What is a juggalo? He ain't a bitch boy. He walks through the hills and beat down a rich boy. Walks right in the house where you have a supper and dip his nuts in your soup. What is a juggalo? Well, he ain't a phony. He'll walk up and bust a nut in your macaroni and watch you sit there and finish up the last bit, 'cause you're a stupid ass dumb fucking idiot. What is a juggalo? He's a graduate. He graduated from, well, at least he got a job, he's not a dumb punch. He works for himself, scratching his nuts. What is a juggalo?
A hulkamaniac.
He power bombs motherfuckers in the thumbtacks.
People like him till they find out he's unstable. He said, booed your mama through a coffee table.
What is a juggalo?
I figured you wouldn't understand.
And that was What is a Juggalo by Insane Clown Posse. And we, and you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I am talking about the Juggalo March that took place in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, where the Juggalos were protesting the fact that they are on a FBI gang list, and it's affecting a lot of their families, and it's affecting a lot of their careers. And if you listen to that song, you know, apparently they have, you know, like a lot of violent lyrics, and some of their lyrics and some songs are misogynist and shit. But I don't want to focus on that until later, because I really want to focus a little bit on the actual message they were trying to promote at this event, because I feel like it's very valid. I don't think people should be on gang lists, like, period, because I'm not really sure if we should be like, oh, this specific group, like, I don't know, gang list. That's a whole other can of worms, like what should be called a gang and what shouldn't be and all this shit. But like, to be called a gang just based on what music you listen to is a little fucking ridiculous. So let's get started here, and let's play some of our fucking let's play some of the speeches from this event. It's very, very interesting shit we got here. So Violent J and Shaggy, those are the names of the guys in Insane Clown Posse, and they gave like this long ass speech. They were like on the steps of Lincoln Memorial. It was pretty fucking like hilarious, actually, just to have like these juggalos, like clown makeup and shit, on the fucking steps of Lincoln Memorial. All right, so let's listen to what they gotta say.
Put your walking shoes on today, because we about to march in this motherfucker, man.
Oh, and they all go whoop whoop.
Check it out, y'all, the mating call right here. This is the J. This is the L. Juggalo love, put them up, y'all!
Whoop, whoop, whoop! They all got signs that say it's all about family.
I can go right over all these signs.
Yeah, right?
And then,
here we go. Let's get down to business.
Not me, but you know.
People in clown makeup everywhere.
Wow, this is just an epic moment for us. Circle. I just want to take it in for a second, man.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
That's right. DC. Juggalos in this bitch. Yeah.
They're really into the idea that they're like Juggalo
family. All right,
let's move on to the next part of the speech. This is like, I guess they're talking a little bit about, I started recording a little late, but they're talking a little bit about like just the feds on
the shit. For some reason. The point is they can't be explained. If they could be explained, what the fuck would we be on a gang list for?
He's talking about
none of it makes any sense. So ignore the fucking fruity friends. Ignore the fruity friends. And ignore the fact they're watching us. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. And be loud.
What the fuck? Fucking videos loading on me. Are you serious right now? Are you fucking serious? I'm trying to play you Juggalo speeches.
The point is they
what
can't
the
be explained.
Fuck? This is really fucking fucked up, yo. You should all be mad with me right now that that YouTube doesn't want to let me show you these Juggalo videos, but you play you these Juggalo videos because apparently they don't care about us. What the fuck is going on? Let's see if I can get this shit to work right now. Let's see if I can do that. You're listening to What Would Save the World. Let's see.
If they can be explained, what the fuck?
All right, let's move on from these fucking speeches. I'm so mad right now at the Juggalo of the internet being prejudiced again. Oh, here we go.
So ignore the fucking fruity friends. Ignore the fruity friends. And ignore the fact they're watching us. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. And be loud. With proud pride. Dignity.
These are these planes flying over. Yeah. They're saying, fuck that plane.
The cool thing is, what's beautiful is, there actually is members of the media, members in powerful branches of the press that actually have our back. Because they're not shallow. They're not looking at us for our latest album's quality or bullshit like that. They're looking at simple, blunt, obvious cut and dry discrimination, and they're screaming foul. Vice is here. Give it up for Vice. It's crazy, but somehow time.
My favorite part is coming up.
There's all sorts of media that are actually siding with us because they cry foul when they see it. Show them love, Juggalos. Woo woo.
Fuck Vice, man, though.
Yo,
yeah,
fuck.
For real, man.
I was so happy to hear somebody else be pissed off about Vice.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's right, Howard Stern got your back. You know, the bottom line is, there's an issue at hand, a very bold, blatant issue we're discussing here. And whether or not you detest or respect the Juggalo subculture's amazing and undeniable impact on America's high-class fashion industry.
I like how there's still clowns through all of it, you know?
In the impact Juggalos have on America's stylish trends.
White tee, baby.
That's not what we're discussing right now. Nor are we discussing Shaggy or my own extremely unbelievable Prince-like multi-instrumental talents. Nor are we just having another 3-hour discussion of Shaggy, my brother's inhuman, damn near supernatural, pinpoint perfected, marathon ballet style, freestyle dancing skills. That's not up for debate right now. What is and what always has been up for debate is the only thing we've cried about
since 2011. Discrimination!
I want to.
Fuck that! What?
Fuck that shit.
Check it out. I don't know about you. I'm not gay. But I would fucking march for the right for two gay people to marry each other if they wanted.
And I love how he's like years late in politics.
I would fucking absolutely march for rednecks right for his neck to be red. I don't want to take nobody's rights away for anything they want unless they want to hurt or be foul, hurt the feelings, or walk around projecting negative energy. There's no point for that.
That's big. I was a little bit like, what?
Opinion is worth more than gold to me, even if it's not my opinion or Shaggy's. We still believe in the right to have an opinion. Taking away somebody's opinion is no different than sewing their butthole shut. Do you want to sew a man's butthole shut?
Everybody's got a bubble.
I mean, I might want to watch what happens and fast forward, but I don't want to do the actual sewing. The point is, fuck discrimination, right? The issue we're addressing right now is, however, there's many Americans who don't fucking want to see anymore played out 1960 fucking four, old guard, old money, old wrinkly redneck, whiskey throat, bigot, bitch boy, Richie, dickhead, douchery, discrimination, and it's played out bullshit in our country anymore. The good people, the hard-working people, the hard-having, free-thinking, moral-minded people are demanding better treatment for each other,
know what I'm saying?
On each other, in this day and age.
Let me get two blowjobs for that. That's all I need.
Let me get two blowjobs for that. That's all I need.
In this day and age,
start here.
We're talking about the United States government still doing this bullshit.
He said I deserve it.
That's why you're here right now.
First time.
You're in the crowd to be proud. You're the ones demanding no discrimination.
I would never.
And then the guy next to me wanted to tell me all about how he could tell that it was my first time as a juggalo, because apparently like I was a juggalo. But there was a lot of different kinds of people there. There were people in Trump hats. There were people doing all kinds of different people. But it's like a fucking like bizarre culture. You know, I feel like when I first listened to ICP, I felt like they were like the Beastie Boys, but like if they had no flow. But it's not really like that. It's like almost like they're like redneck goths, and they call each other like clowns and ninjas, and like. What I did like about that, like they were a little bit like I said, old on the politics, like with their like talking about gay marriage and that's already over. Like move on, like talk about something else. But I like that they were like making jokes at the same time. But there really is like a serious. Like it sounded like funny and shit because they're clowns, and I don't think they take anything really that seriously. But there are people who are like losing their jobs or like having a hard time with their career. So this is somebody I interviewed. She's a farmer here. You'll hear.
Because I didn't work my ass off for my medical license to be called a gang member. Patient care is hard enough without the FBI telling my patients I'm a threat.
You're a doctor?
No, I'm a pharmacy technician.
Oh, shit.
Do you really think the little old lady down the road wants to give me her Valium prescription when there's a gang label on me?
You say it's affected your life?
I've been pulled over three separate times for stickers on my car. They say it's just my tag light, but then they bring drug dogs. They never find anything. But it's scary enough.
How long have you been a juggalo?
I found them in high school, so probably, when the fuck did I start high school? I graduated 2011, so 2006 or 7.
So what, like, in, what draws you to this community?
I found ICP in a really dark time in my life, and their messages through the bad and the good really helped me get through those hard times. You know, there are other people who are going through this shit, and they carry on. They keep going, and they get through it. Music helped me do it. Other people deal with it other ways, but ICP helped me get through it.
And do you go to the concerts a lot?
I go to the gatherings mostly. Concerts are really far away.
So what impact do you hope this march has?
Really, for anybody who's been really affected by the gang label, people who've had their kids taken away, been discharged by the military, can't get jobs, it's not fair. All I want is freedom and fairness for everybody who's been affected by this bullshit label.
Do you feel like some of, like, the anti-Trump stuff has, like empowered, like, the Juggalos to stand up?
I feel like we've been fighting this a lot longer than Trump's been a thing.
Obviously, yeah. But I mean, like, do you think it's inspired this more, like...
I think it's boosted it up a little bit. It's lit a little bit of fire under everybody's ass.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have anything else you want to say? Or?
Juggalos are not a gang. Don't believe the hype!
And if you want to say your...
So that was, like, a very, like, standard thing I heard a lot here, with that people were, like, found themselves in Insane Clown Posse or with the Juggalos, or, like, found, like, family there. Like, for example, they were accepted finally. Here's this one guy.
What does family mean to you? Like, what do people like? What have you found in the Juggalos that you have?
Friends, family. I never really had friends before I was a Juggalo. I always got discriminated on because I had a speech impediment. School, and I found Juggalos, and they all accepted me for who I was.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You feeling me too?
Yes. I'm feeling you. How are you feeling me? Hi.
So a lot of people, like, if you film them at this march, would film you also, because they were, like, worried that you were filming them and you were with the FBI. But, you know, I am just with What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Will the Revolution Be Juggalo? So there's that guy, and then some people have found, like, their actual, like, immediate family. I'm not going to say actual family. I think that there are all kinds of different kinds of family. It doesn't have to be blood-related and stuff, but people found their, like, immediate traditional families in... With the Juggalos.
Growing up, nobody wanted me. I was a fucking... I was broke, raised in a broke home. My mom didn't have much. We didn't have shit. Everybody at school made fun of my ass. I didn't give a fuck. I find the Dark Carnival. I realize there's strength in numbers with our family. We're all outcasts and we're all here together. No separations.
And so you found community here.
Found community, family. And now I met my wife at the gathering. I have two beautiful children with her.
Oh my God, those are your kids?
Those are my children.
And are they like ICP too?
Yeah.
So it, like, changed your life?
Oh yeah.
Hey, do you have anything else you want to say about it?
Family.
Family.
I'm a clown, not a gang member.
You're a clown, not a gang member.
His sign said, "I'm a clown, not a gang member, and clown lives matter," which I thought was, like, I had a little bit of an issue with that, but you know, shit fucking happens. And there was also, like, there were, like, a bunch of kids there, and here this is like a message from a child of a Juggalo. I feel like there is this perception, or at least from my experience with Juggalos, that they're all just crazy and that they are actually kind of a gang and that they're just irresponsible. And here, Juggalos are just people who happen to like a certain band, like, a lot. It's, like Grateful Dead, like Kiss, like here. This is a Juggalo daughter, like a teenager. Here we go.
Why are you to stand up for my rights? That's what brings me here.
How long have you been a Juggalo?
My whole Juggalette. Life, because my parents introduced it to me, and obviously they are big.
Are those your parents?
Yep.
Oh my God.
So
you're here with your parents.
Yeah.
Have you faced any discrimination for being a Juggalo?
I have not. I mean, I do get weird looks for it. I have a tattoo.
Whoa.
I'm only 16.
Oh my God.
Hatchet Man tattoo. And a lot of people think it's dumb. Like, a lot of people in my school or a lot of my friends, they're like, I don't know why you get that. That's not cute. But I'm...
And what does it represent to you?
Family.
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 And everything is your literal immediate family.
Yep.
Wow. So, like, what are your parents like at home?
Like, are they different? You think they're different than other families?
No, they're, we're completely normal. My mom goes to work. She has a day job, not a night job. My dad goes to work.
We are family.
He's a chef.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. My mom works at a physical therapy office. Like, we're pretty normal.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
Nope. I think that's it.
All right. If you want to share your name, you can.
So there you have it. She's just a regular kid, and her parents happen to be juggalos. It's like, fuck. Like, it's like my father's an actor. If my father had to go on strike for something, if they were going after actors and shit, I would go for strike with my father. And so I just played you like a bunch of different people about how they found their way in families and stuff and in the Juggalo family and found everything that they needed to feel good in the community. And I've been posting on my Twitter at 2KEDALOW, and it's I've been getting responses on Facebook to these tweets. I wrote, "What does family mean to you?" And somebody said, "The blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb." And it's very true. I can tell you personally, like, I have found, like, communities outside of my family, and as much as I love my family, those people understand me better. And I also asked what communities have you found in your tough times, and somebody said, "And which ones have you subsequently lost?" That's super interesting. And somebody else said, "Nightlife, arts, occult, and healer communities." And somebody else said they're loving the interviews on this show. So one thing that I want to touch on, so when I first started posting about this episode, some people took issue with the misogynistic culture of the Juggalos and their lyrics, and maybe some people with, like, the Trump people, because there was a Trump-ish rally going on, like, right over, like, on the other side of the National Mall while we were doing this, and people, apparently there were some Juggalos going back and forth, but it wasn't. I don't think it was significant, because I spoke to a lot of people who were super anti-Trump at that march, so it was some people, but I was not really involved in that. But I just want to say that people talking about the sexism and the misogyny in Juggalo culture, misogyny is everywhere, and it doesn't excuse it, okay? Like, it's not okay that Juggalos are, that not Juggalos, it's not okay that misogyny is everywhere. And there's been allegations of sexual harassment against Violent J and Shaggy, and like that, and that's not okay. They can't be doing that. But these are not all the people that listen to their music. And, like, David Bowie, you know, was apparently, like, harassed some, or, like, had sex with some underage girl, and people still listen to him. You know, fans don't want to believe it. That's a whole other thing. But all, what I'm saying is their fans should not necessarily be held accountable for their actions. So, like, and all, but the thing is, like, does a community have the responsibility to deal with the negative toxic shit in their community? I think they do. But just like when people on the right don't condemn white supremacy, but, so that's a very complicated issue. A very complicated issue. But regardless, if you think that Juggalos are misogynist or Juggalos have violent lyrics, I mean, they do have violent lyrics. Regardless of all of that, they should not be all held accountable as the same thing. Like, I think that that's what the march succeeded with, in my opinion. It showed me how many different kinds of Juggalos there are. So you cannot just designate them as a gang. That's ridiculous. That's like taking Christianity and saying that the Catholic Worker, who are anarchist Catholics, are the same as the Westboro Baptist Church. There are different kinds of Juggalos. But the one thing I did notice about their culture is that it's everyone they go after. They're very not PC, but they go after everybody. It's not a specific group. The guys are doing this speech, and these two guys behind them are saying, "Suck each other's dick." Like, even the guys from Insane Clown Posse are on stage making this speech, and these guys are like, "Suck each other's dick." And their lack of PC culture is like a double-edged sword, because people say what they want, and that's one of the faults of, like, the far left communities that I'm part of. That was what I was joking about when I was like, what the far left can learn from Juggalos, is that a lot of people are so, like, focused on being quote unquote nonviolent that they become passive aggressive, and then nothing gets discussed, and then a lot of tensions build. Like, I've been a part of so many different kinds of communities, and basically I think there are some things that the far left can learn from the Juggalos. I liked how many people wanted to uplift each other without just being like, "Oh, you're doing this wrong. There's this one way to do it." You know, like, and I'm guilty of this, like the cult of the SJW, although I want an SJW tattoo. But I think it's a great point to be made that it's super fucked up and classist that people were so surprised that so many of these Juggalos were articulate and intelligent, because it does seem that a lot of the people who are into the Juggalos are like from lower income areas and are not very wealthy. And I think that it's I think that that's pretty shitty that we would assume just because they're Juggalos and because it like seems like this kind of redneck culture that they wouldn't be smart and they wouldn't be able to speak for themselves very well. And here's this one girl that I feel like specifically had a lot of really great things to say, and she had like the fucking craziest makeup there. Here we go.
Why are you here specifically today?
To support the Juggalo March.
Do you think that like all this like anti-Trump shit has like empowered Juggalos to stand up more?
No, we planned this a year ago.
Oh, really?
And yeah, we've had this in the making for about a year, and you know, that was way before Trump was even president, you know. So it really didn't have anything to do with him. He coincidentally had a pro-Trump rally today, I heard, or something, and then the media kind of twisted it a little bit. But I don't want to take away from the message behind the actual march. It's because the FBI labeled us a gang, and we're not a gang.
What are Juggalos?
Just like Juggalos are just a fan-based family for the Insane Clown Posse. Just like, you know, the Kiss has the Kiss Army, and, you know, Justin Bieber has the Beliebers and all that. It's the same thing. It's just a fan base, and we call ourselves Juggalos.
Why do you think Juggalos are being specifically targeted?
Because, I mean, look at us. We're kind of scary to people if they don't understand what we're about. Also, I think it has to do with small groups of us popping up in rural areas, and it scares those communities because they don't really know what's going on, and then the police force will get money to combat a gang if they have one in their area. So labeling us a gang, all of a sudden these rural countries get money to start combating it. So it's like a money thing for the government too. Like, it's just fucked up. The whole essence of it is just wrong.
So why do you? What would you like the world to know about Juggalos specifically?
That we're loving and fucking awesome, and we're family. We don't hurt anybody. We, you know, there's bad apples in every single group. You know, I'm sure somebody that likes Jimmy Buffett has, you know, murdered somebody before, and you know, like, you can't just take somebody that has a criminal record and just because they claim to be something, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. So if you want to share your name, you can. If not, I'll turn it off.
Blase Rose.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought Blase Rose had a lot of good things to say there. I really appreciated her discussing like the politics of it and the financial stuff and the cop stuff and like, yeah. And speaking of class, there was actually a communist Juggalo that I met there, and they called themselves a commulo, and we got along really well, you know, because communism. By the way, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Will the Revolution Be Juggalo, and here's how he has to say that he thinks that being a Juggalo is communist.
Juggalo, what does that mean?
Well, for one, I'm a Juggalo, mm-hmm. And for two, political-wise, I'm a communist. For me, the reason I'm a communist is because a lot of the Juggalo values relate to the communist values, such as, you know, taking back the means of production from the rich, you know, mm-hmm. giving back to the poor because the richy bitchy boys get all the money. Things like, for example, against hate and discrimination, you know, because anybody that knows their history could look, for example, South Africa. It was the USSR that condoned them for years, and America that protected the apartheid state of South Africa. So, you know, as a Juggalo, I can relate to being like, fuck racism, fuck that shit.
Because the sense I'm getting is a lot of people who are Juggalos feel as though they've been discriminated against their entire lives. So, I get that.
And we have been, and that's the thing, is a lot of Juggalos don't, some do, some don't. I mean, not everybody's into political shit, but a lot of people don't realize that it's class war, and that it's not the brown people's fault, the black people, the immigrants, or the DACA recipients' fault. It's the rich white people that run this country and have been since its founding. I mean, you know, I'm gonna quote ICP right here. The country we live in was built by slaves, beat down and murdered and shoved in their graves. We put a slave owner on the $1 bill, and you wanna know why I kill people? I mean, that's why, and I have Cherokee in me too, so knowing what the Cherokees went through with the Trail of Tears, I can't support patriotism. I can't trade my humanity for that. But I don't expect every Juggalo to have that view, and I respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm. This is gonna be playing on like kind of like an anarcho-communist radio show.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Do you have anything else specifically you want to say about all this, or like, do you feel like? Oh, I know. Do you feel like the classism is why Juggalos, out of every other like music fan base, are getting targeted? You think there's classism in that?
Yeah, in a way, because I mean the rich elites don't like us either, because we embrace the fact that a lot of us are poor, come from bad backgrounds, and we're proud of who we are, and they don't like that. So, you know, I mean, I'll put it like this. We're all out here today just to support Juggalo. I'm a Juggalo, so obviously I'm going to be here. But, you know, there's Antifa behind us. They've done nothing but be fucking nice. We did a group hug earlier. I got some face paint on their shirts. I apologize. Now they're black and white and red. But, you know, I think it's just other Juggalos.
Fuck the more rally. This is the real mother of all rallies right here. Because we actually fighting for something.
Yeah.
This is the real one right
here. The more rally.
And we ain't fighting for bigotry. Man. And nationalism.
We're not fighting, we're marching.
No, we're saying we're not fighting.
Yeah, we're marching. Let's march.
And we're marching to get, you know, us off the gang.
Do you want to say your name?
If you don't, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Dimensions. I'm from the 91 Sickness, Sacramento, California.
Oh, whoa.
Much love to all the anarchist communists out there. It's going down, all of those select groups, you know. We got love for you. So
I'm so glad to meet a Juggalo Marxist or communist. A Juggalo. So he was one of my favorite people I met at the march. That's why I originally said, like, will the revolution be Juggalo? Because I was like, hey, if it's true that Juggalos don't judge based on class, and that Juggalos are actually open to everybody, and if it's true that they sort of reflect communist views, should we be trying to get them to? Should we find solidarity with Juggalos? I think we should have solidarity with Juggalos. I absolutely think we should have solidarity with Juggalos. He went into like a little thing about how he's Cherokee, and he brought it back to, but the white dude doing the 2% Cherokee thing. But at least he brought it back to anti-colonialism, and I appreciate that. But they really succeeded in the message that you can't judge Juggalos just based on the fact that they're a Juggalo. You know, there's communist Juggalos, Trump Juggalos. Like I said, there was a small group of people who were going back and forth between the Moore rally, whatever the fuck it's called. And there were a bunch of dudes hitting on me, and there was a girl running around with a sign that says, Juggalos get the best pussy. But there was this one guy who had this sign that had everybody write what their profession is, just to show all the ways that Juggalos have contributed to society. And he like rapped for me when I asked him what would save the world. So let's do this. Let's play this guy. This guy's hilarious. This was some crazy joke.
People live different.
The fucker.
People like you.
Okay, I'll try not to.
They're just like having a conversation, and he's like drinking a beer.
Yes. All right, I'll stay close.
I have good art.
Hey, what?
He's like yelling at everybody who walks by, saying hi.
The world we live in is overcome with sin. I see that.
Wait, I asked him what would save the world, and this is what he did.
The world we live in is overcome with sin. I see it all around us, even in our kids. So how do we stop the madness and teach the good within?
How do you do it?
In this place, our decisions decide our fate. Whether you undertake or fly away in this day, this age, or do you want to await? Surrounded in flames or lifted from the grave? So decide your own fate. It's not too late. Everything is nothing until you pass away. So learn from the world and all has to offer. Because saving yourself is all you can accomplish. Influence the world with the word you obtain. It's the only way anything's ever gonna change. Knowledge is the only thing that'll lead others on their way. So open people's eyes to the good they feel inside. Maybe, possibly, they'll realize the world we live in is overcome with sin.
in. I see it all around us, even in our kids. How do we stop the madness and teach the good within? There is only one way to relieve the world of sin. For each and every one of us has got to look within. The warmth you see and the love you feel.
And then he goes over and starts like talking to this
other
dude.
Change your mind. The feeling you saw, that light that you felt, it just sold deep inside. I'd hate to see it melt. For souls are meant to fly when there is nothing else. Everything is nothing.
Yeah, these two guys come over and like give him dabs.
If you think it's easy, I've been trying to run and hide. Eternal suffering, so you're gonna find me. So live your life responsibly. Thank God in every way. In the end times, I swear to you, there'll be a judgment day.
That's that shit. Come here, boy.
Hey, Prophet 317.
The Prophet 317. I haven't listened to him.
Why do you want to get people's profession?
And then at some point,
now keep in mind,
this other, like, one of the guys comes up to me and he goes, he tells him that you, we've just been prophesied. Oh, yeah.
Someone else is an electrician.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. I want to hear him say it. It's really fucking funny. Here we go.
Let me find your shit.
His name was Prophet 317. You just got prophesized.
That was fucking hilarious. So what we're going to do now is we are going to read Mullet's message to the Juggalos. He could not call in because he is working, but I'm going to read his letter to his family about all of this. All right. He says, Juggalos are not a gang. We're a family. Every person who ever felt left out was last kid picked for kickball, never had a group they could call friends, are all welcome with open arms. We don't care what nationality you are or how much money you make or what normal society would call a deformity you have. We're going to love you for who you are, period. We can see past. My fucking thing. Scroll down. I hate Facebook. Do you know how much I hate Facebook? Okay. We can see past the superficial bullshit and realize who you actually are. And to all my family out there, I love you and can't wait to see you again. Yeah, see, when I was traveling with Juggalos, that shit was fucking crazy. But when everybody tried to fuck with me, they were straight up just like, don't you be messing with our fucking sister. And I also said, do you think many communities are actually supportive of all who are oppressed? That's what I tweeted. And somebody said, I noticed some communities who only see that their own oppression and are blind to the suffering of everyone else, the suffering everyone else has faced. So that's a really interesting point there. I'm hoping that Sean Polak, who's made who wrote a play about Juggalos based on a documentary about Juggalos, is going to call in and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But while we're at it, let's play another song by Insane Clown Posse. This is called Down With The Clown. I want to say thank you so much to everybody who's been listening so far to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Show me love even with another head, or would you be like, fuck you and me? Or It's me. You said I could page you.
No. You misunderstood me. I said fuck you. Nobody cares if you're dead or alive, so go fuck yourself.
Okay, call me later. Bye.
And that was Down with the Clown by Insane Clown Posse. And now I gotta resend the fucking number to this guy who wants is gonna call in. And this is Sean Pollack. Sean Pollack is gonna be calling in. He's gonna be talking about Juggalos and his experiences with the general Juggalo culture. And he is gonna call in. What the fuck? I cannot do this right now. I'm gonna tell him to scroll up because I'm trying to fill on the talk on the thing. And here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Sean. I was just talking about, I was being like, I can't type while I'm talking to all you people on the radio right now. All right. Hello. Hey. Welcome to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. We've been talking about the Juggalos for the past almost an hour now, and I figured we'd end off the show with you. So what is your experience with the Juggalos again?
Oh, man. Okay. So there's a documentary that was made in 2011, and it's called American Juggalo by Sean Dunn. He had another documentary called Oxiana about the opioid crisis in West Virginia that won some awards, but I think American Juggalo is probably his most famous. So it was shot at the 2011 gathering of the Juggalos, and I found it on a documentary subreddit on Reddit, and I was like, totally, because I mean, I knew what Juggalos were and everything. Like, I've seen that Workaholics episode, which I think probably everyone and their mom has by now. But when I saw it, I was so intrigued, and I was like,
oh, wow, it's very intriguing. Like a
Wait, what's up?
I said it's very intriguing. I've been talking this episode about how I used to hitchhike with Juggalos. It's really fucking interesting.
Oh, yay. Yeah. Anyway, so, like, I was like, damn, yo, like, there's not, like, any really mainstream media I can think of with them in it. And so I write plays, and so then I decided, fuck it, I want to adapt this into a play. So I got a hold of Sean Dunn, and one thing kind of led to another, and then I got the right to it, and I've been working on it for about a year and some change now, and I've interviewed a lot of Juggalos, read a lot about them, so I'm pretty well-versed on this subject.
So, like, what do you think about the fact that they've been labeled a gang? Because I know I met the thing that I've been saying this whole episode is that I think that people who are Juggalos are just like regular people. I met communist Juggalos, I met Trump Juggalos, I met this Juggalo, that Juggalo. There, you can't just call them all a gang. It's not like that. Like, what do you think of all that?
Right. That's very similar to how I believe. I think that the Juggalos' whole thing, you know, is kind of that if you accept them, they'll accept you, which leads to some really interesting intersectionality there. I mean, I think, like you said, like, there are definitely Juggalos who voted for Trump and who are into Trump, and some Juggalos who are kind of white supremacist-y. But there's also, like, I know there's, like, Juggalos for Bernie was a big movement when I interviewed people last spring. And there's, like, trans and LGBT Juggalo groups. So, like, really anyone under the sun can be a Juggalo, you know. It's hard because initially when I was doing a lot of research, I kind of looked into it. And there has been, like, a few Juggalo crimes. And Violent J, in his book, Behind the Paint, is an autobiography that was published in 2006, I believe, or maybe earlier than that. And in that book, he talks about kind of how they kind of wanted to be a gang. I mean, they kind of got their start with wrestling, actually, and they wanted to be a wrestling group. But he talks about, like, being a part of drive-by shootings and beating up sex workers with bricks. And so I wouldn't say Violent J is a saint necessarily. You know, I don't think they're like martyrs, but I also have a deep respect for them because I think that anyone You know, because they're punks. And anyone who, you know, says, fuck you. Can I say fuck you on the radio?
You can say it on this station. Keep going.
Okay,
you can say it on this station.
You know, anyone who kind of says fuck you to the establishment, right, is kind of like under like a watchful eye, I think, and is kind of put on some sort of shit list. And so while I think that some definitely less than colorful things have happened, I think on the whole they're very peaceful and very
well. There's also been
people.
Some like there's been some allegations against the two of them about sexual harassment and stuff. But my thinking about my thinking about all that is like, but it's not about them though. It's about their fans who are getting fucked with for being their fans. Do you know what I mean? That's a separate. What they do is very different from their fans. That's the point I've been trying to make.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can't. You know, it's almost, I've sort of liked the argument too, like, you can't really, like, blame, like, Grand Theft Auto, like, if a kid plays that, right, and then, like, shoots a bunch of sex workers, it's like, that's something inherent within them, right, that's, like, not the fault of the game. But that being said, a really, really great book that I read, that was the most recent book on Juggalos, which is Steve Miller's Juggalos and the World That They Made, which was published in
2015. What's that called? Juggalos in the World of Being Made?
The Juggalos in the World That They Made. Yeah. And he talks about that at Psychopathic Records, which is actually the largest independent record label in the whole country, which is actually really cool when you think about it.
That is.
But there was a sexual harassment suit there by a woman who worked there who claimed that the management sexually harassed her and that he bought like vagina tighteners and like a glass dildo for her, and she was really not cool with that, but they settled out of court, which, you know, I mean, I think that has some implications in and of itself. So again, I think that, you know, on the whole they're not like that. I think that there's definitely, you know, I mean, Violent J and Shag have wives and children now, so I think they probably think of the world differently than they did when they first were starting out, but I
wouldn't say... Well, yeah, they became Christians, right? They became fucking Christians.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's totally nuts, though. I mean, like, just when you think you got them figured out, they, like, throw something up like that at you, and it's like... Totally nuts. Yeah. Violent J's mom actually, you know, she said, you know, Joe, kids, you know, when they see you, they think that you're violent and they think that you're really this evil clown. So you've got to teach them that there's something. And Violent J was like, no, mom, you're right. Like, this was all leading up to something. So then they came out a few years ago and saying that all of their Joker's Cards albums were actually a way to get people to listen to the word of God. And I mean, to be honest, I don't know that I totally believe that was always their intention.
I think they're
forward,
I think they're trolling.
Yeah.
They're clowns.
You know, it's something else. I mean, I guess we gotta take their word for it, right? But I mean, in my heart of hearts, I can't believe that when they probably started that band in Detroit in 1991, when they were, you know, probably my age, like 24, but that was on the forefront of
no,
their mind.
I don't believe
but
that
maybe
at all.
It was.
I think that they're fucking clowns and that they make jokes a lot. But I do have one question for you. Do you think that, like, so they're very not PC, but do you think that there's things that, like, the far left can learn from Juggalos? And I feel like they have this, like, family thing going on. And we also have, like, a couple minutes left. Hello?
Wait, say that last part again.
So we only got a couple minutes left of the show, but do you think that there's anything, like, specifically with the Juggalos that the far left can learn about their way of doing community? Because I think that the far left can be a little bit exclusionary and like, as compared to Juggalos.
Yeah, well, you know, I think right now we're going through with the left in our country that some people are more moderate left and want incremental sort of change, and then there are people who are perhaps more radical, like you and I, who are just like, let's, like, what are we waiting for? Like, let's just cut to it and make really radical change. And I know that the Juggalos grew up in poverty, and giving back is really important to them. And they always have canned food drives. But Violent J makes sure to make it not shitty canned food drives, because he grew up in poverty and he hated getting, like, lima beans and shit. So I think that they're more giving, and I think that they're more accepting, and I think that they just, like, don't care, you know? Like, they're just like, we're going to be who we are, and we're going to, you know, put ourselves out there, and you might not like it, but that's the way it is. And I think that the left could learn from that. I think that, you know, we need to allow ourselves to be more radical and
definitely
more outspoken.
Definitely.
And, like,
and listen, we have, like, about a minute,
you know,
left. We have about, like, a minute left.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to say thank you so much for calling in and talking to me about this. I'm going to try to have a part two, because I want to go see Insane Clown Posse in, on the 3rd of October. It's going to be at Villain. So I'm going to be at that. I'm going to try to interview people there. We should go, but I'm going to say goodbye.
I'm going to be there. Yeah.
Let's go.
If there's any producers listening, produce my show.
Yeah, right, of course. You can hit me up. Okay, I'm going to close, but I'll give my info. So go contact me. Okay, bye. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
That was awesome. You've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like this episode or you like this show at all, you can listen to my shows on whatwouldsavetheworld.podomatic.com. If you ever want to be on the show, you can email me at took@radiofreebrooklyn.com. Coming up, we have Brooklyn Bandstand with Freeze Frame. So thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm going to play us out with a little bit of Miracles by Insane Clown Posse. This is their Christian
song. You see, Mike, we got a theory about magic and miracles.
That's right.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day. Oceans spanning beyond my sight, and a million stars way above them at night. You don't have to be high to look in the sky and know that's a miracle, open wide. Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater, please. Hot lava, snow, rain and fog, long-necked giraffes and pet cats and dogs. And I've seen 85,000 people